Well, Keith and Hemda, I'm back, even though you shat all over my first entry. Do you know what it's like to be shat on by someone you respect and admire? It's like if Keith went to L.A. and Kurt Russell robbed him at gunpoint, or if Keith's dad went to the Vatican and the Pope kicked him in the balls, or if Hemda's family finally got to heaven and God was sitting on his porch with a shotgun and said, "Get off of my property, we don't want your kind here." I guess I should have known that my hacky bullshit wouldn't fly. After all, your show is the smartest thing on the internet, although that's not saying much. I mean, I know the internet is a meritocracy, and you guys are at the peak of the mountain, but that just means you guys are at the peak of a mountain covered in shit. Do you know how many cute cat blogs and midget porn websites I had to trudge through before I reached the oasis of an intellectual discourse that is Keith and the Girl? Christ, for every KATG, there's like 20 podcasts featuring two black guys in their basement debating the artistic merits of Next Friday versus Barbershop 2. Saying you're the smartest thing on the internet is like bragging about being the dean of DeVry University, or the valedictorian of your graduating class at Clown College, or winning a daytime Emmy. And now I'm losing a comedy contest to a retard? Just end the fucking contest now. America always supports the handicapped. Unless she's running on the Republican ticket. That's right. I took a page from Scooter's book and did a Sarah Palin joke. I'm not proud. Fuck, I'm a 20-something attempting stand-up comedy. I lost my pride way before episode 1136. I can do retard jokes too. Ready?
Why did a retard cross the road?
I don't know. I asked him and all he said was meh. I guess I can deal with losing to a retard. I mean, he was pretty funny. But could I at least win most improved?